From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Brazil, a group of black musicians and community activists has founded a political party dedicated to Brazilians of African descent. The party, known as Power to the Majority, is the latest evidence of Brazil's growing Black Pride movement. That movement is closely connected to Brazil's hip-hop music scene, and it's challenging many Brazilians to wonder how bad racism is in their society. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro. Preto, se achando moreno, mulato, branco, marrom, bombom, puxando o saco dos playboy que aparece na televisão. Se liga preto por fora, branco por dentro. Eu falo a verdade, você me ironiza. This is MV Bill, one of Brazil's many political hip-hop stars. In this song, called Stop Sucking Up, Bill scolds Brazilian blacks who seem to deny their African roots. You're a black man, goes the rap, but you think of yourself as yellow, mulatto, white, brown, and bonbon. This kind of black pride flies in the face of the traditional Brazilian ideology of racial democracy, the idea that centuries of racial mixing have blurred Brazil's color lines, making racism impossible.
Hello. Hello. Celso.
But to Celso Ataíde, the Brazilian racial democracy is nothing more than a cruel joke. Ataíde is a Brazilian success story. He grew up in the streets, sniffing glue and eating from the garbage. But his interest in music led him into a career managing rap stars like MV Bill. And today he operates his own recording label from this modest office on Rio's poor north side. Ataíde says he didn't know what racism was when he was poor, but that changed when he started to make money.
Eu comecei a andar de carro importado e comecei a andar de avião e percebia.
Once I started driving around in an imported car, I realized the police were still out to get me. I couldn't drive downtown without getting pulled over 3 times. At police checkpoints at night, I'd get searched to the point where I'd end up practically naked on the street.
5 years ago, Ataíde founded CUFA, a black pride movement that claims 7,000 registered members and thousands more informal participants in Brazil's shantytowns. CUFA's underlying philosophy is self-help. It tells poor blacks that there's no point asking the government or traditional charities for aid, and it encourages them to build their own community infrastructure. CUFA-inspired community libraries, for example, have been popping up in some of Rio's poorest shanty towns. This in a country where public libraries are rare even in wealthy places. Self-improvement is another guiding principle of the movement. Dozens, sometimes hundreds, of CUFA members give up their Saturdays to attend seminars such as this one, where volunteer professors from local universities teach them about politics, economics, and the history of black civil rights movements in other countries. One of those academics, sociologist Julio Tavares, says he believes CUFA is turning into the civil rights movement that Brazil never had. In the past, he says, black political movements were impossible because less than 6% of the population saw itself as black, while the rest of the population was divided up into dozens of mixed-race subcategories. He says now that seems to be changing.
We have seen a process of deleting this large range of classification. So, for example, if you look at my nieces, And my nephews, they assume, which is a very emotional for me, they're assuming themselves as a black, and they are lighter than me. But now they are becoming blacks. They are assuming themselves as a black. This is beautiful.
This process, which Tavares calls the new negritude, has paralleled the rise of hip-hop music over the past 2 decades. Here at the CUFA seminar, many of the young men wear baseball caps and hoods, and between classes they hang around in the hallway trading raps.
Eu já notei que o instrumento que convence é só minha HK. Estou armado até os dentes, olha só. O cara que me vende as armas é o mesmo que fornece o fumo e o pó. O meu respeito, eu
This rap starts out with the words, I've come to the conclusion that my AK is my only convincing instrument. I'm armed to the teeth, so watch out. The rapper is a CUFA member who calls himself MA, and he raps about a Brazil in which all institutions, TV, politicians,
politicians and businesses conspire to keep black people down. And he concludes that the only real solution is in his gun.
Ratatata, bum na direção. Vamos pegar os canalha, botar no paredão. Bum, bum. Ratatata, bum na direção. Vamos pegar os canalha, jogar no paredão. É isso, suíte.
Asked whether he really believes violence is the only solution, M.A. shrugs. The point, he says, is to grab the white Brazilian's attention.
Ele não quer acreditar que no Brasil tem negro com raiva dele, tá ligado? Mas tem.
The white guy doesn't want to believe there are blacks who are angry at him, M.A. says, but there are. They're the white playboys, and we're the shantytown blacks. We're different races, and it's us against them. This attitude worries those Brazilians who still believe their country is an oasis of racial tolerance in a world full of bigotry. Anthropologist Peter Fry, a Brazilian born in England, has studied African Brazilian culture for decades. He says racism is a real serious problem, but he's unhappy with the trend towards what he sees as overly simplistic racial identities.
Dividing Brazil exclusively into black people and white people is similar to dividing the world between civilized and Islam, because the logic is the same, in my view. And I think that these identities have taken over to such an extent that people are losing sight of what used to be on the top of the agenda in Brazil in the 1970s and 80s, which is social class, inequality, and all the rest of it.
CUFA's recent founding of an official political party has the potential to generate the first direct conflict with the reigning ideology of racial democracy. The party is for blacks only, something that appears to violate the Constitution's anti-racism clause. No one has taken the party to court on the matter yet. In fact, so far, the federal government is taking a conciliatory approach to the new Black Pride movement. In fact, the government's even proposing a U.S.-style affirmative action program to increase the number of black students at public universities. But CUFA's leaders have responded coldly to these overtures, not so much because they don't like the idea of affirmative action, says one CUFA leader, but more because of the basic lack of trust they feel in Brazil's ruling establishment. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Era o que o pessoal não tava querendo. À noite acharam ele morto com a camisa do Flamengo.